Alei Shur Chelek Aleph Daf Ein Tes. The sixth chapter, it's entitled Mitzvah Achas, one mitzvah. Halacha Pesukai Mitzvois Tzerichois Kavanah. This is a sugi in the Gemara, and it's discussed by the Rishonim, Achronim, and finally the Psak Halacha is that Mitzvois Tzerichois Kavanah, meaning, Hainu, Sheyechaven Lekayem Bazek HaShetziva Hashem. The person has to intend to fulfill the mitzvah that Hashem commanded. This is in Orachim Siman Samech, and Mishabur Hashem. A person's to intend to do a mitzvah as opposed to some other act. V'chol mitzvah u'mitzvah ha-mizdamenes v'nei adam. Every mitzvah that becomes available to the person, doirana, matanahu, deshadir lekut shabrichu. This is a statement from the Zohar, if I'm not mistaken, that every mitzvah that comes to a person is a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him. It's an opportunity. Ha'arizal gila le'ish soidoy. Arizal revealed to Rav Chaim Vital, shekol ma shehisig, all that he attained, shenifteku lo sha'arei ha'chokhmah v'ruach ha'kodesh, that so much was revealed to him, bischa sheya sameach be'asiyas kol mitzvah, simcha gedola le'in tachlis, was as a reward for the fact that he was remarkably happy, joyous with every mitzvah that came his way. This is found in Sefer Haridim, in the introduction. Simcha zo eina chitzonis. It goes without saying that this joy that the Arizal is speaking about was not something external. Ela hisboinenus bematnas ha-mitzvah v'godel ha-metzaveba. It is rather a meditation on the gift of the mitzvah and the greatness of the one who sent it. Amal ha-mitzvah mechayev dikduk rav. The toil of the mitzvah requires great attention to detail. Dikduk, great attention to detail. Kedei lizkois letzuras ha-mitzvah kfi halacha, to earn this mitzvah in accordance with the halacha. Ha-mechapes kula be'aseas mitzvah. A person who habitually searches for leniencies, simanu ki terem kibel al atzmo ila mitzvah. It's an indication, it's a symptom, that he hasn't yet accepted upon himself the yoke of mitzvahs. As we said in the previous chapter, one of the essential aspects of mitzvot is lerachik shrius alev, to drive away from us our natural tendencies and inclinations, the way that we, our proclivities, v'lichyos lefi sidrei achim shekava lanu borei olam, and to live according to the arrangements that HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined. So it's not just to indulge our tendencies and habits, but rather to live according to the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said for us. So haritzeh lichyos b'shiyus libo, b'heter hatira. So a person is seeking to live, to basically indulge his own proclivities, but within the parameters of the Torah, b'chipus kulois, by searching habitually for leniencies, terem yodeh mai tira, is not yet fully aware what Torah is. That's the one side. Ulam ha'eva gam lachmir al atzmoi, b'ma shelo nifsak la'alacha, Rashai rak adam gadol batira, to do the opposite, rather than leniency, but to seek all sorts of stringencies in what is not paskan lehalacha. That's a crucial phrase. In what is not lehalacha, only a great person in tira is permitted to do that. Of course, if it's the author's leaving over here a large area where there may be halacha, there may be different opinions, or there may be sfeikois, he's not talking about that. He's saying if it's not lehalacha, and one wishes to be machmir, that's already a more serious step. Adam katana mechapes chomois, a smaller person who's searching for stringencies, again, as a habitually. O yuharao, it's what the Gemara calls yuhara, certain type of arrogance. O lechol pachos michazei ke yuhara. It looks like it. Take a look at brachos daf yitzayin. Gam chipus chomois nogem bishus lev. Interestingly, habitual seeking of stringencies also stems from shrirus alev, from this tendency to just live as we are, im adam pashut, if the person is not a great talmid chacham. So those are the two things we want to avoid, seeking the leniency, seeking the stringency. Vegam hakoyleh lahalacha b'dikduk ha-mitzvois. Even a person who hits the mark precisely in the details of the mitzvois, adayin eino bichlal oise mitzvah kema'amara. Still doesn't necessarily reach the level of oise mitzvah kema'amara, as it was said. Shazoi madrega rama b'taharas ha-machshava. So we're talking about a person who's achieved the dikduka mitzvah in terms of the attention to detail, doing it correctly and carefully, but there's still issues here of thought, a very high level of purity of thought. Asher mesilas yisharim mevair oisah beferik design. He explains it in chapter 16, Beveur Midas HaTara, which is very much in the advanced, more advanced part of the Sefer, indicating how great this level is to have the correct and the pure thoughts. Finally, come and see what measure of perfection even one mitzvah contains. This is a passage that we'll see a number of times in Aleishu. Kosab harambam beferush ha-mishnayois shilhei makois, at the end of Maseches Makois, me'ikarei ha-emunah b'Torah, one of the fundamentals of emunah in the Torah is, ki keshe yekayim adam mitzvah mitarag mitzvah, when a person falls a mitzvah, one, out of the 613, karaui v'chahoigen, there's a topographical error over there, karaui v'chahoigen, properly, ve'lo yeshatef imah kavana mikavanos olam b'shum panim, and not of any ulterior motives whatsoever. Ela sheyaseh oisah lishma me'ahava, k'mo shemarati lecha, he does it for its sake, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu so commanded, out of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hinei zacha bah lechayei ha'olam haba. With that one mitzvah, the person has earned already chayei ha'olam haba. Ve'al zeh omar Rabbi Chanina, and this is what Rabbi Chanina means. The Rambam is paraphrasing, is referring to the statement of Rabbi Chanina, ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakois Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give great merit to Klal Yisrael, lefichach yirba lahem Torah mitzvahs. Therefore, he gave them many, many mitzvahs. So the Rambam is referring to that statement. Al zeh omar Rabbi Chanina, ki ha-mitzvahs v'yosam harbe, seeing that there are numerous mitzvahs, if shar shelo yaseh adam b'chayav achas min, it's impossible that a person should not at least do one of them once, al maskunta ushlei musa, perfectly, correctly, 100%. It's almost invariable that a person will at least once do it. When he does it in that way, tichye nafshei b'oisa maseh, he's already earned chayei olam haba. Just one mitzvah. Says the author finally, kama yesh ledayek b'mitzvah achas shadam oiseh. How much room there is in one mitzvah to do it with proper diyuk. Ad kan.